Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of NCBA talking NAFTA in just a moment.
I'm Dana Murphy, a fifth-generation Oklahoman. From my family's farm and ranch in northwest Oklahoma to my home in Edmond, I uniquely understand both rural and urban Oklahoma. I'm a problem solver, and I get things done. I'll partner with our next governor to create lasting solutions for the budget, education, and the economy. With your vote, I'll get our state back on track. It's time for something different.
Real experience, real results. Dana Murphy, conservative Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Dana Murphy 2018.
Her name is Kathy Costello.
Voters in Oklahoma are faced with serious decisions on June 26th. Should we elect the same politicians who have gotten us where we are? Or is it time to elect new leaders determined to move Oklahoma in a better direction? I'm Kathy Costello. Join me at the polls June 26th to demand a bright future for Oklahoma.
Vote for Kathy Costello.
For Labor Commish.
Jobs for gals and fellows.
Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
The renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement has been going on for a while. And Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says we're still very much up in the air as far as how this thing is finally going to go together or fall apart.
You know, what a difference a year makes. You know, this time last year we were hearing about threats of withdrawal, then we were hearing about renegotiation. The whole ag industry was on fire, really nervous about what was going to happen. Over the last year, we have seen continued negotiations. What we haven't seen is a conclusion of those negotiations. So when you look at NAFTA overall, there's still a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen. And I think it's important for people to understand how important NAFTA really is to the beef industry, because Canada and Mexico are two of our top five export markets. Canada, we sell a lot of the same cuts Americans want, and that's perfectly fine because we can sell them at a good value there. In Mexico, we sell a lot of cuts that Americans don't really want. We sell a lot of stomachs. We sell a lot of tongues. We sell a lot of other things like that, in addition to rounds and other cuts that, quite frankly, just don't fetch a premium here. But in Mexico, they're very high-value cuts. So Mexican consumers have become very loyal to U.S. beef. They look for U.S. beef. It's something that really thrives there. We don't want to jeopardize that by any means at all, because if we pull out of NAFTA, then we're going to see the tariffs on U.S. beef go up to 25%. That's where we were before NAFTA. We would also lose some preferential access into Canada, too. Why would we do that? Those are two really good markets for us to export fresh beef. So, you know, we're a little nervous about what could happen. I think if you look at where we are right now in the negotiation phase, it's possible that we could see a conclusion to the NAFTA negotiations. It'd be a wide, encompassing conclusion that would include revisions to autos and steel and dairy and all kinds of other things that the U.S. has tried to renegotiate. We could see that potentially by Labor Day. There's been some hint from the administration that that could be the case. At the same time, I mean, this is an election year, and President Trump could double down on some protectionist policies, and if he listens to the advice of some people, you know, that could be the case. And then we would see those tariffs come into place because we'd pull out. We'd pull out of NAFTA. I don't think anybody really wants that, but it is a possibility. There's also a third option, and that's a skinny NAFTA. And, you know, that would include probably something where you'd see a new deal on automobiles or other things. But quite frankly, it's still up in the air as to what's going to happen. Nobody really knows. The crystal ball is not clear. And so that's got a lot of people pretty nervous about what could happen.
Kent Backus with NCBA. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.